This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actress Elaine Hendricks is one of the stars of the new FX TV series called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Man, I'm on cloud nine, so everything's fantastic over here.
This new FX series, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll with Dennis Leary, how good is that?
It does not get any better than that, actually. We are having a blast. It's Dennis Leary, John Corbett, Liz Gillies, John Ailes, Robert Kelly, and Elaine Hendricks, and we are pretty much like lighting the screen on fire.
Tell everybody the idea behind the show.
It follows Johnny Rock, played by Dennis Leary, and back in the day, in like the late 80s, early 90s, his band, The Heathens, which we were all a part of, was set for like mega stardom. And then he just completely burns us to the ground because he can't handle success. And cut to present day, he's got a daughter, played by Liz Gillies, who shows up. He didn't know he had this daughter. She wants to be famous. We're all thinking, yeah, right, let's take her money and run. But then it ends up she's like massively talented. And so we are putting together not only the old band, but now a new band with the same guys to back her. And it's then it's all the dynamics of what happens along this journey. And even though it's set in the rock world and, you know, I think very accurately portrays what's happening with the band, it's really about a family. And it's about this massively dysfunctional family, which I think is what everybody is going to be able to relate to.
Mm. And you actually sing in the show as the backup singer?
I do. Liz does live vocals. I do. The guys play. So, you know, if the show becomes a success, we could go on tour.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about like the show The Heights, where they played a band on the show, but then they actually had a hit record on the radio.
Yes. And we could do that. We could absolutely do that.
All right. So what's going to be your first single?
No, just kidding. Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, the theme song. Woo!
Oh, there you go. Now, it said that he rewrote the part just for you after he found out that you could sing and act.
He did. It started out that I was going to be a groupie of his. And then once he did learn that I sang and I'm a classically trained dancer, he's like, hey, wait a minute. And so he rewrote it that I'm the backup singer. But it was always planned that I started out as his groupie and we ended up being together forever and seeing everything, doing everything. That part was always there. But now I get to be a part of the band, which I love. It's like a dream come true.
All right. So the series created, written by, starring Dennis Leary. Is there anything this guy doesn't do?
No. He wrote all the music, too, or co-wrote it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he really did. And executive produces, directed some of it. I think you got it all. Yeah, he is, the thing about Dennis that's so infectious is that his mind is always going, he's always creating. And he just, like, completely brings you into it. So not only does he have all these ideas, he then will be like, hey, so what do you think? And then we'll start collaborating. And it starts rolling, and it just becomes this big ball of energy in the process. And it is, as an actress, it's like you always dream of situations like this, and they don't come around. Usually it's very sterile. You get the script and the network, like you have to say these lines and do this, and it's all. No, Dennis likes it messy and raw and a lot of improv, and he's phenomenal. I can't talk enough about him.
All right, so he does everything. So on the set, you go into the ladies' room. Does he hand you a towel when you get in the door?
You know, I bet he wishes he could. But he doesn't, no.
That's
off limits. We don't take it that far.
Okay,
not yet, anyway.
Fine. Now, I also noticed you are involved, or the founder of, thepetmatchmaker.com. That's so cool.
Yes, thank you. Thepetmatchmaker.com. And we're getting ready to launch a rescue team as well that goes along with that. But that's really, it's the hub of all of my animal work. I've been a big animal advocate and activist for a little more than a decade now. And that's where I just focus all of my energies. I collaborate and work with organizations all over the world. And I like to share the information, share the stories. We have a lot of contributors, a lot of great aspects to the site and what we're doing. And so please go check it out. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, you know, I'm interested in this myself because on my weekly syndicated show nationally, I have an animal advocate. I don't know if you've ever heard of Anne Marie Lucas. She used to be the star of Animal Precinct on Animal Planet, the SPCA cops in New York City.
Yes, which I saw the show. So good. Yay. I love that.
So this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart as well.
Oh, yeah, I love hearing that. And yes, we would absolutely, we'd love to feature you both, actually. Would love to. And maybe you could come on my podcast.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
All right. Very good. So we'll look for this. The premiere is this week, right? On Thursday night?
Yes. Thursday nights, 10 o'clock on FX. And my social media is Elaine, the number 4 animals. And I've been sharing like all the behind the scenes stuff. And I'm taking everybody on this great journey with me. So please come on over, share it, watch the show. I love it. I think everybody else is going to love it. And because it's funny. It's funny. And it's funny with heart. So it's not just, you know, stupid, silly, funny. It's like, it's funny with heart.
That sounds like a great combination. I'm sure it's going to be a big hit. And who knows, you may be playing this character for, you know, years and years.
Bring it. Bring it on. I love it. Would love that.
Elaine Hendricks from FX's new series, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll with Dennis Leary. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes and all the best to you and your pet endeavors.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
With actress Elaine Hendricks, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former pitcher has his number retired by both the Braves and the Cubs, and his stats are amazing. 18 gold gloves, 17 straight seasons of at least 15 wins, 4 Cy Youngs, and 355 career victories.
The 22nd pitcher in the history of baseball to collect 300 wins in a career.
So where is Greg Maddux now? Greg has competed several times in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Invitational in Las Vegas since retiring. Since 2012, he's worked as a special assistant for the Texas Rangers, where his brother is the pitching coach. Greg held that same position for Team USA during the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Obviously, like all retired guys, I got to check with my wife first to see if she'd let me, and she said okay, and I knew I was in.
Smart thinking, Greg. Always ask permission. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
A stripper movie with a heart of gold for gratuitous man meat. Magic Mike XXL is large and in charge. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Think green.
Harrison with you. A study conducted by Alan R. Hirsch, a neurological director of the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago, shows that the most potent aroma proven to stimulate women isn't men's cologne or even champagne. It's actually the all-natural scent of licorice. It says if you want to get your lady in the mood, skip the chemical colognes and find some regular black licorice instead. Turns out the scent of this natural botanical stimulates a woman's libido more than any other aroma. Women who were exposed to the scent of licorice reported a 13% increase in blood flow to their nether regions compared to an actual 1% reduction from the scent of store-bought men's cologne. But the same doesn't go for guys. The licorice effect that gets women steamed up can actually dampen the libido of a man.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.